Welcome back, everybody, to Off the Field Podcast, episode number 94. Our guest today is somebody I cross paths with at Baseball Generations.
It is two-way player Anacio Ortiz out of Brooklyn, New York. How we doing, baby?
Thank you for having me. Feeling good.
Awesome, man. So, Baseball Generations, that's a showcase for some of the best players all around the country. And I've seen kids there from like eighth grade to senior year of high school. And you were out there this year. What was the process of getting that invite? How did you hear about it? And especially going from New York to Cali.
Well, usually there's a showcase as a tryout, but I had Ronnie had texted me and asked me since last year if I wanted to go. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, dude, I'm down.
Yeah.
So they gave me the invite to the event. We flew out there and just had fun.
Awesome. I
mean, you got guys from your eighth grade year to senior year, and you guys are just competing.
Yeah, dude, I've heard it all. I've had kids come up to me that are at the youngest level of BBG, and they're like, oh, yeah, I'm eighth grade, but I'm committed to Texas. And I'm like, what?
I honestly didn't even know I went to eighth grade.
Dude, the first year of BBG is when all this became a realization to me that I'm like, kids are getting recruited this young? Like, it's wild. Like, what do you see out there with being in the sport still and how young these kids are getting recruited in for you personally?
I mean, I was one of the young recruits myself. You know, I was committed to Penn State pretty early. He committed probably my sophomore year, high school.
You're a junior right now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, nice.
So I was one of them myself.
Yeah, it's wild. And just how many days were you here in Cali prior to actually getting involved into the games with BBG, or did you just land in straight at the baseball game?
I landed on a Saturday, which was the same day that we had like our check-in and stuff.
Yeah.
We did like our media day. So
I got all the unis and all the equipment and stuff.
Yeah.
So you mentioned Ron. Ron is a part of what I like to say the big three that kind of started Baseball Generations. You got Ron, you got Tim Revere, and you got Dominic Smith, actually big four, and JP Crawford. And so what is that like to have these MLB players who are still in the game? It's not like the game's over for them. They're still out there every season on a team competing, having them take their offseason and coach you guys the future.
And it's amazing, you know, having big leaguers around you, surrounded by them, get to learn a lot of stuff, and you get to pick their brains, you know, and then you get to have fun with them. So it's just an amazing experience overall.
Yeah, and we were opposite dugouts. You were actually Team Jazz, and me and my friend Tony decided we were going to hang out over on the white team side, Nick Flash Gordon, and you were the starting pitcher for Team Jazz. How did that honor get bestowed to you?
And it felt amazing, you know. Jazz is like an older brother to me, so just being able to start that game too just feels amazing. Felt like I belonged there.
When did you know you were going to start it? When did they offer you that?
I knew like months before.
Okay, so plenty of prep time.
Damn, yeah. Okay.
Now, on start day, what is your preparation? What do you do? What's your routine?
Well, usually, you know, play a little bit of catch, and then I'll probably do my squid throw, which is probably it has like a ball with like a rope on it.
Okay.
So you can strengthen your arm, warm up. And then I do probably bands and plyos, some more catch, and then go to the bullpen and let a few eat and spend some.
Once you go through your start, what's the cool down? How do you recover? What's the routine with that?
Go back in the dugout, drink some water, and then go to the bullpen. Use a squid throw to recover, and then, we just get from there.
Nice.
Damn, nice, dude. When did you personally yourself realize that you had this skill and just the real talent to even compete against? I mean, we're talking BBG. I'm pretty sure you faced tons and tons of people. When did you realize that your skills were really forming and you could really craft, I mean, pitching and hitting at this point?
To be honest, when I was 12 years old, but then like I really seen it for real, probably my 14U year.
Yeah.
Out in the 14U National. That's when I realized like I could compete with these guys and like I have nothing to be scared of and I'm one of the top guys.
Yeah. That's when you realize you were like, okay, I can go to this next level. I can compete with these guys that are also being told they're some of the top players around the country.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. And the fact that you're only a junior, man, that's, I mean, it's only up and up and up.
That dude, kudos to you, brother.
Yeah. Last
Appreciate
year, Perfect
it.
Game ranked you number one overall in the state of New York. There are 8 million people in New York, man. And they ranked you 30th in the country. And according to the internet, there are 16 million kids playing baseball in the country. And you're ranked 30 by Perfect Game, bro. That
It's
isn't.
insane.
Yeah. So what is that mean to you to be ranked that high and have your talents recognized?
The recognition, I love it. It's amazing. Because this is what we work for, but that's just like what it comes with, going to the next level. That's just something it comes with.
And I'm guessing just from what we looked at on your Instagram and what I've seen with other kids that have played with BBG, are you a part of the Mets scout team? Is that what you're with right now?
No, I actually play for the Philly Scout team with Nelly.
Okay, gotcha.
The Mets thing, it was an event out in New York. It's called Metro Scout Day. So they make like a Yankee Scout team and a Mets Scout team and have like the Northeast guys compete.
Okay,
That's
so can you
cool.
kind of break down scout teams for the audience? This is something I never saw growing up. I think it's something that's starting to become more of a thing for younger kids. Like I've seen Maben, who was there last year, is a part of the Padres scout team, and now seeing like the Phillies pop up and content and stuff like that. So when did that come on the scene to you? And basically, what is it for everyone listening?
I was introduced to scout team probably when I was 13 years old, and that's basically like a partnered MLB team. You get the honor to put on a uniform and represent the organization, so it's pretty fun.
Nice.
That's insane, dude. And just to kind of dive into you as a player, I mean, just to start off with pitching, what's your picks, Mitch? Or what's your pitch mix?
To be honest, I throw a bunch of like everything. I grew up throwing a variety of different pitches. My grandfather's always told me, keep throwing different pitches, keep trying everything you can throw, and but right now what usually works for me is probably my four seam, my slider, my changeup, and my sinker. Everything tunnels very well off my fastball, and then I just play with the hitters' minds with that.
What do you feel like you have the best command with your four seam? All right. What about max velo? What are we pumping?
I mean, I've been up to low mid 90s before, and
Nice.
then I used to sit like 90, but now I'm like topping like 90, up high 88s, 89s,
Is
but the
there
velo will
a
come back soon.
workout or preparation that you did that you could tell other kids that are trying to increase their velocity to help them?
To be honest, the biggest impact on my velocity was just gaining weight. I was 140 going into high school. I'm like 185 now, going to 200.
Nice.
But the mass equals gas thing is real.
All right. And you are also a two-way player. You, according to a video I saw on your Instagram, play first base and outfield as a fielder. What do you prefer? Do you prefer being on the mound, or you prefer being in the box, or are you really trying to make it with this whole two-way like Shohei Ohtani?
To be honest with you, I love the two-way thing. I love the idea. I love hitting in general. I find hitting as more of a challenge than pitching. And that's why I like it more, because as a hitter, you kind of have to earn your way on base. As a pitcher, you're expected to get the out, and that's like your job. I don't really like, well, I like it, but like I like hitting him, man. You get a hit, it feels like the best thing in the world. So
I was going to say, it feels like almost you're a little too restrictive being just a pitcher, right? Just with that forefront mentality of like, cool, just get him out, get him out, get him out. As opposed to you hitting, you're like, cool, I can make a really big moment for my team and really come through.
That's also what I like too. I like being on the field, man. Feeling like I have to be part of every play. I'm just itching to play, so
Hey, you know what they haven't done? We've seen Ohtani out there on the mound, but we haven't seen a two-way player who's out there in the field, you know, like an outfielder or something like that. Like pitchers, you know, they field, they get the gold gloves and everything. But, you know, it's not as much action as you're going to see from like an infielder or an outfielder. No one's done that yet. I'm just saying.
That's true. That is a big fact.
What do you remember the first time you hit 90?
First time I hit 90 was last year, I believe. Yeah, not last year.
How did that feel? Do you remember like th
Felt
that day?
amazing.
Yeah.
Felt
Yeah.
amazing.
Yeah.
It was in a bullpen. I was like 89, 89, 89, and then I got a velo slap.
Yeah.
And like the ball just felt perfect out of my hand. Everything, like, I knew I had 90 before I even looked at the radar again. Like,
Oh, that's a
and then
great feeling.
I looked at the
Damn.
radar again and said 90. That was amazing.
That's awesome. All right. So like you said, you want to rock doing two-way player for as long as you can, you would say, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And you mentioned earlier you were committed to Penn State, correct? And then you decommitted.
Yeah.
And are you currently committed anyway, or right now you're uncommitted?
No, I'm uncommitted.
Okay. Are you're seeing offers? You don't have to say any,
Yeah.
obviously, but you definitely got people watching you. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, of course. I mean, getting all those invites like Perfect Game, BBG. Obviously, people are aware of your talent, and you still got this year. You got senior year, man. I see a lot of good things coming for you.
It's only up from here, to be honest.
Yeah. And being from Brooklyn, would you say you grew up in the city, or would you say you grew up like a little outside of it?
I grew up in a city, yeah, for sure.
So, what's that like growing up in the city? Because, like, being here, like we say we're from Los Angeles, but like we're not in Los Angeles. Like we're probably, I'm like 40 minutes away.
I mean, yeah, same
Yeah,
thing.
same. Yeah. So what would you say
Man,
that city feeling?
you have buildings everywhere, you know, you have delis on every corner,
Okay. You
which
got
is pretty
bodegas just
fun.
left and right, huh?
Yeah, bodegas everywhere, street
Yeah.
cats everywhere,
Yeah,
you know.
yeah.
Everybody lives near each other, so
I gotta say, that's the one thing I'm forever jealous about New York, bro, is the fact that you could just walk outside and hit like three different fruit spots in one go, as opposed to here where everything is a straight up just drive. You wanna go
amazing.
here?
Yeah,
Oh, we gotta go over there.
it's just so beneficial.
So I've been keeping this on lock for a little bit because I was just gonna post on my story and surprise everybody. I'm actually going to New York in like 2.5 weeks. He didn't even know.
Well, you wanna know something even crazy?
Where are you going?
I'm going to New York tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Oh my God. Okay. We both just
So,
found out. We both
my boy Pepe, random break, but recommend me three spots that you love in Brooklyn. I'm staying kind of like, I want to say by Central Park. That's where I'm gonna be at, right around that
central
area.
spot
Yeah, I know it's a
for
bit north, right? It's like maybe 30 minutes up.
yeah
Yeah.
for
What
what
would you
for
recommend in Brooklyn to check out? I'm not picky with food. We're not picky with food at all.
No.
out in Brooklyn or Central Park?
Let's say three different spots in New York. D could be anywhere.
Three different spots in New York. So you have a Theo's Deli. They
Theo?
have a Theo's
Theo's daily, like Uncle
Dios.
Theo. Yeah, Theo.
Yeah, they have like a variety of food, you know. They're pretty famous for their fried chicken and waffles, you know. They have crazy foods. You can get
Ooh.
fried chicken and waffles with like Oreos and Fruity Pebbles and
What
stuff.
the hell? This is already a
So
great
like okay,
recommendation.
real quick, I don't want to cut you off. I gotta ask though. You being, resident of the city, have you been to the Ock yet?
Yeah,
Oh.
he's the Ock. He is indeed the Ock.
When I went to New York last year,
You didn't get a chance to do it,
I
right?
said I was gonna do it, but I didn't end up doing it. So maybe this time around.
See, because I'm tempted to do it, but I've heard the lines are straight up still like 2 hours, hour and a half. I don't want to pay that much for a chopped cheese. I ain't trying to pay that much for a bag of nugget cheese, bro.
It's crazy. Those sandwiches used to be like $3 and now they're like $8. It's
Oh my
insane.
God.
Nah.
I just got a Dutch roast coffee for like $9
No,
today.
you know what it is?
8.50.
Straight up, that's inflation, bro. Tacos
Dude, for
here back
real.
then, they used to be $1.75, $2,
Bro, there were some
really high.
places you could go to a taco truck and get it for like a dollar.
We went to, you put me
Yeah.
on to one of those spots.
Yeah.
And now, bro,
It's
every taco is
insane.
like 3.50,
Yeah.
four if you go to like one of those really bougie spots.
All right. So I got to say, your first recommendation is a good sell. TO
Oh
sounds amazing based on your description.
yeah.
So we got
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Teal's Deli.
And then Shipwreck Seafood Boutique out in Brooklyn. It's Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn. I mentioned it. Richie Palacios had interviewed me and asked me for a
Okay.
food spot, and that's what I recommended him.
Nice.
They have a lot of crazy seafoods.
Oh,
Amazing.
I love
The
seafood.
flavor in there is amazing.
Ooh, I like the sound of that. Maybe try some
Yeah.
craw. I don't think I've ever had like craw. Do you have crawfish, stuff like
Nice.
that? Yeah, I'll try that.
Nice.
Never had crawfish. And then
Amazing stuff.
you got one more?
The third one. This is a spot near my house. It is called, I forgot what it's called, man. But it's a Chinese food spot.
Okay.
A couple blocks away from my house. Let me see if
Right on.
the name clicks in my house, in my head.
Now,
we're gonna be signing off, and then you're gonna be like, "Oh, bro, it's this spot."
is the New
I'll be.
York is the New York stereotype true, where you guys just do not drive? Do you anybody in your family have a car? Do you guys walk everywhere, subway everywhere?
Which is crazy. The people that I live with, my grandparents, they do not drive. My aunt used to live in here and she used to drive. And then, like, it's just, there's no point in having a car in New York. You know, like the traffic, you're going like 1 mile and it's like 30 minutes. Might as well just take the train ride. It's like 5 minutes.
Exactly. I've seen it from all the times I've went there walking around. I'm passing probably hundreds of cars before they move even like a foot.
Oh yeah, even then, like I've seen, like when we went to New York, even for a little bit, I remember seeing cars just like bumper to bumper, bro, on the street, just trying to park, trying to find somewhere. I mean, they even charge for street parking sometimes in some apartment buildings, right? That's wild. That's insane.
Crazy.
Now, I want to know if this applies to you as well. Like here in Los Angeles, we live here. So like we don't go to like Santa Monica Pier or the Hollywood sign, because it's just like it's right there. Like we could go literally whenever we want. Have you even been to like the touristy spots in New York, like the Empire State Building, the Statue of Liberty, or is it that same thing where I live here? Like if I ever want to go, I'll go one day.
To be honest, it's honestly the same thing. You know, I've been there a bunch of times and like it's just nothing special to me, really. And
Yeah, that's how I feel about the things I named. I'm like, oh, the Holly, yeah, that's the Hollywood sign. Like when somebody comes to visit, I'm like, it's there.
they'll be like, "Oh, we should go to Hollywood Boulevard and, you know, walk." And I'm like, "Okay, but you're just gonna see homeless
You want to
people."
see Timu, Captain America.
Like, yes,
And that too, you got those
it's real.
aggro ass characters, bro. Some of the characters that get in your face, they want their tip.
So I also saw on your Instagram that you play basketball as well, yeah? Yeah. So what was your first love, baseball or basketball?
Baseball.
Baseball all the way. Who are your favorite teams, baseball and basketball?
Baseball, my favorite team right now, the Orioles and the
Orioles.
Mets.
Wow. Okay. See, Mets I get because you know New York and everything. How did the Orioles get into the mix?
I like young teams, you know, young talent. They have a pretty good farm system, and then the guys that they have right now are still pretty young too.
I
I
do
used to like
gotta you
the
go
White
ahead.
Sox. The White Sox
Ooh. Ooh.
back in like 2021.
Good switch. Good switch. You got out at the perfect time.
I remember the White Sox stock, even like 2019, that thing was high, bro.
Yeah, I mean they had a good squad built around them, dude. But I
Amazing
mean,
squad.
yeah, it's gone down.
Couldn't lock it, couldn't lock them in.
We know a thing or two about our team going down.
Oh, plenty, bro. Like on paper, dude, Mike Trout, Otani, Rendon, this is gonna be crazy. The next 4 years were not a movie, brother.
No.
They were not a movie.
Hey, who's the most active team at the deadline or off season, I mean, right
We're
now?
the only one signing people, bro.
Just saying, hey, everybody else be sleeping. Soto's next. Just wait. Just wait.
Yeah, 1 year, like 200 mil. Artie would probably give him a contract like that.
Dude, I don't know. Hey, you want to buy the Angels, man? We're done with Artie, bro.
I'll buy it right now.
Okay, how about that? Random, just in the air. Where do you think Soto signs?
Oh yeah, sure.
Soto? I have no clue, to be honest. The Mets did say that they were going to give him 50 million on top of whatever
Ooh.
anybody else offers him,
What?
but
I didn't hear that.
Man.
that's what they said.
I did
But backdoor
see
here.
the five offers that are like publicly out there. I don't think the numbers, but it's like announced that they've made
All
an
the teams,
offer.
right? The list of teams?
Dodgers, Mets,
Blue
Yankees,
Jays.
Red Sox, Blue Jays. Which,
Honestly,
yeah.
the Red Sox, I don't think that that's a bad move for him, but imagine the Dodgers get him. That's kind of scary.
Dude.
No, like you made a good point. The Red Sox, I didn't really think about until I heard that they had made an offer. That would be a pretty like sweet spot for him, not
Well,
gonna lie.
it has been a trend of players that played for either team. They swapped the rivalry. We've seen it with Johnny Damon, Jacoby Ellsbury, and plenty more. So I would not be shocked if that's in his head, something he's thinking about, swapping the rivalry, pesky pull down the line.
It
You
is
never
short.
know. He's a good oppo hitter too. So going that way towards the monster, that's I feel like his doubles would double from whatever he has.
Probably single would become legit a double.
He'd have to ramp up his speed a little more, just a little more. But yeah, Soto, do you see, did either of you see what he did today, what Soto posted?
He announced his team Celsius, man.
He
So
what?
he sit, it's a video, kind of like how you remember Ohtani announced on Instagram last year, right? With his like 480p picture of the Dodger logo.
Oh, yeah.
He sits down. It's a bunch of mics. And he's like, I know everybody's been waiting. And then you're like, oh my God, is this how he's announcing what team he's going to play for? He announces he's a partner with Celsius, the drink. Puts on a hat, Team Celsius. Everybody's like biggest troll in the MLB.
It's not the first time. Didn't you see what MLB posted like a couple
Oh.
weeks ago? Did you see that where they posted his stats, but it was in the coloring
Oh
of the
yeah, of the
Mets?
Mets, bro. I
Yeah.
opened my Instagram
Bro,
and
I
I was
saw
like,
that at
no
work.
way.
All of us,
And
bro.
then
I literally, same thing. Woke
I
up.
swiped Yankees. I was like,
Yeah. I opened Instagram. I'm like, no way. He just signed with the Mets. And then, yeah, everyone got fooled. So I would not be shocked if something else happens. They got us twice right now. So they're looking for the strikeout with the third one.
they're going to catch us not looking.
Yeah. Who's your favorite player in the game right now?
Shohei Ohtani, no doubt about it.
The two-way player, the two-way king.
Yeah.
And what about all time? Let's say pre-Ohtani.
And Griffey Jr.
Ken Griffey, that's sweet swing, bro. And you are a lefty as well. Do you
Yep.
what number do you prefer to wear?
I wear number 26.
Okay, is there a story behind that, or is it just like I picked 26?
The story behind it, one day I was looking for a team and they were mid-season and that was a jersey that they had and I stuck with
Awesome.
it.
Awesome. Make your own path. There you go. Yeah. One day they'll be wearing 26 because of you.
Now I'm curious, for your swing, did you model it? I mean, I'm guessing after Griffey, did you try modeling after Ohtani? Have you who have you kind of took an inspiration from?
My swing's been all over the place. Probably when I was like 12 to until I was like 13, 14. I tried to mimic Griffey as much as I could. You know, I love this swing. It felt good. And then I really started looking at Shohei's swing. So I made that like my two-strike approach swing. And I watched a lot of Ronald Acuña too. So
Yeah.
I based my swing based off of those two guys. Nice,
Now,
man.
I feel like we can get a non-biased opinion here because you said the Orioles are your favorite team. Yankee Stadium, Citi Field. Which one's better to you?
To be honest with you, I'd probably say Citi Field. It's bigger,
Yeah.
but the food at Yankee Stadium is way better.
Oh yeah. I mean, what every time I hear the food at Yankee Stadium, I think of the chicken tender cup fried drink thing. Yeah.
The $60 chicken tender with the
60?
small soda so they can buy
Dude. Okay,
Juan
I don't
Soto.
know how much he paid,
No,
but
this
bro, let me tell you
we went
that.
in 2017. I think it was like 30.
30?
Yeah.
Still overpaid a little much. But
Yeah.
dude, next morning, I wasn't in the same house as him. I got word though that he served himself cereal and was just
Oh
drinking
yeah.
milk from the straw.
Use the
Like he
little
used the
lid they
bowl.
gave us. Yeah.
You're
I mean, it's a bowl at the end of
not wrong.
the day. Yeah. And we were at an Airbnb. Why clean their bowl when I can just, pick
When
my
all this is offered. Man, you
go.
lazy. So in our research, we found that you have Dominican roots. And that played a role in baseball for you growing up. Is there a family member that pushed you to really just take the sport by the reins and just go for it?
Yeah, my grandfather, you know, he's always been there pushing me. He was my trainer for most of my years, and he's
Yeah.
basically taught me everything I know, really, like all the basics and stuff. So he's built me up to a certain level to
Yeah.
where I'll be able to compete and then gave me a way, but we still train with him. I still
Did
train with
he
him.
ever play competitively at all on any
No.
level?
He was actually a vet and a boxer out in Cuba because he came from Cuba. Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
Oh, right,
Cool.
man.
We also talked about basketball briefly. And is that something you played when you were little, or is it something you started like in high school? What made you start basketball?
No, so I growing up, I didn't really know about basketball. And then probably I'd say I was introduced to basketball probably like 2015. You know, this random guy, number zero from
Yeah.
Oklahoma City Thunder,
Oh.
was watching basketball highlights, and
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, this guy's kind of good.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at Curry highlights, I'm like, this guy's kind of good. I kind of like this sport. And you know, I picked it up during high school. I never really played middle school or when I was younger. Started off junior varsity, moved up to varsity sophomore year, and
Nice.
just had fun with
You still playing right now?
it. Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. Now, I don't think Mobo understood that first reference. Russell Westbrook is number zero.
I was about to say it. I was about to say it, bro. I was going to guess it. I was like, I think I've heard of that.
I noticed when I gave a good old laugh and I just looked to my side and Mo was just like,
just right over my head.
Let me try and explain to you how great Russell Westbrook is. Do you know what a triple double is?
That's a triple, or that's a, okay. That's one 20 points in assists.
No.
Oh, dude, I just burned
so
up.
So it's when you get double digits in three stats, basically, typically points, rebounds, assist.
Well, okay.
1 year when he was on the Thunder, he averaged that. So his average was a triple double.
Damn.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that was unheard of at the time.
I think what, like, maybe Oscar Robertson might have done it, but like Russ is the triple double king, bro. Like,
yeah. So, that's the guy that made me fall in love with basketball.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't blame
And
you.
Obviously, LeBron, you know, he's just the GOAT.
Hey, keep talking about it, bro. I hope Jeff's listening right now. our homie Jeff, man, he just loves LeBron. No, he's a LeBron hater. He's one of those people that cannot stand LeBron. Oh my goodness. But
he was there for the Mamba movement from the start. So I mean, you gotta give it a little respect.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a huge reason why, is because people will compare him to Kobe, and Jeff loves Kobe. And
it's the same way how people back then would compare Kobe to Jordan.
Yeah. I mean, I think LeBron has gotten to the point of where it's pretty hard to deny he's the GOAT. Like,
I mean, yeah,
like four rings, most points.
He's like he's pushing 50, playing like he's like 18. Yeah, so like, it's kind of
damn.
Crazy.
How old is he actually now?
Oh, isn't he like 42?
Oh yeah, I think so. 43,
something like that. Are you your basketball team the Knicks?
Knicks, yeah, right.
Nah, you guys would never guess.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
Grizzlies.
Hold on.
No.
Is it a West Coast team?
Yeah.
Oh, Lakers?
No.
Okay.
No.
If you say Clippers.
No.
No.
Golden
no.
State.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who'd you say?
He said Golden State.
Golden State? Okay. Yeah. For the Curry love?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's see. Who is winning the chip this year? We're about a quarter of the way through the season. You think Warriors got all of it?
Honestly, probably Timberwolves or Grizzlies.
Okay. And we're also in the middle of football.
No, actually.
Oh,
Dallas.
Dallas Mavs. You think Luka finally gets it?
Yep.
Okay. So we're also, I'd say, mostly through football. Are you into football at all? Do you watch football?
No, not really.
No. Okay. Then let's get a Super Bowl prediction of just, you don't watch, right? Right.
Super dope prediction.
Yeah.
I have no clue at all, actually.
I'm going to throw a random one because I know. Well, let's see. Does this make sense? 49ers
kind of
versus the Bucks.
No. I mean,
49ers and I don't know. Just 49ers.
All right.
I said to take it this year.
And then what about way too early World Series prediction?
Way too early World Series prediction.
I love how spring training hasn't even started and we're doing this.
Yeah.
This is what we're talking about, bro.
If the Yankees end up getting Walker Buehler, I would say the Yankees.
That's crazy. I've actually never heard that.
That would be quite a turn.
At all. Dude, really?
Hey, I just beat you and I'm going to join you. That'd be wild.
It's like, I just beat you. Let me show you how daddy works.
That'd be insane. That'd be, yeah. That
let
that,
me show you how to work.
That would be a big balls move by him.
Let me think. Garrett Crochet, he's going to get traded soon. I don't know where, but
yeah, if it's not the off season, it's definitely going to be in season.
Wherever he ends up going is going to be pretty good too, because that guy's electric.
Yeah. Yeah, I think next year, I think the Orioles have a crazy push at some point. Like, the fact that they got eliminated the way they did this year was shocking. So I don't think that always happens to them. I definitely think we're going to see them either get to the World Series or at least in a run to the ALCS.
Yeah,
and,
for sure.
So I would say them as the American League candidate in my way too early. And then NL, I'd say, let's say Philly. I don't think Philly's done after that loss to the Astros. I think there's another year where they go crazy and make it to the World Series. So little Beltway, little Orioles and Phillies.
Damn. I'm gonna go with a super obvious pick. The Dodgers are probably gonna make their way back in again. They're probably gonna buy their way back in.
To be honest, I think it's gonna happen again. You got the Dodgers, the Yankees.
Ooh, a repeat.
I honestly was not too far off with that because I feel like they're at a point where both teams aren't necessarily gonna change too much. Just really looking to add and just really bolster down, especially with the Yankees. If they do make the moves like you predict. With Bueller actually going, that even just as a small step is huge for them.
I'd say if they re-sign Soto, it'd be pretty good chances. Yeah. But who knows how long. We're in the time of where all these free agents like to wait until like February. And we can think the year of Bryce Harper and Manny Machado when they both held out like all the way to spring training.
That's right.
And it seems like all the big names have done that ever since. So we got to wait and see. But going back to your pitching, so you named some of the pitches you do throw currently. Is there a pitch you want to add to your mix that you currently don't throw?
You know, I still play catch with my knuckleball and my splitters.
Ooh.
And I've been working on my cutter this offseason.
Okay.
So far, it's moving pretty good.
I like that.
So I'll definitely add that in next year. Yeah. Add a curveball. My curveball has crazy RPMs on it, but I can't really – locate it the way I want to locate it.
It's a hard pitch to command.
It's either going to be down the middle hanging or on the floor. I can't play with
is
that.
There really no in between. It's either right
you just gotta work on it. Gotta keep working and you gotta find that command
find the feel.
Yeah, look at Kershaw and that curveball, bro.
I think I've only seen one real curveball like in my life. I was catching a red hat.
Oh yeah,
and he used to play softball with us. And dude, like my first thing, he's like, "Okay, I'm gonna throw it. It's gonna look high. Keep your glove down." I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And then sure enough, I just see it
drop.
Dude, it almost hit my ankle. I would have been ruined for that softball game.
Would you say your curve has more of that like slurve diagonal movement, or is it more like a hammer, like 12-6?
It was a hammer,
like, hammer,
crazy.
Yeah,
no, my slider used to slide a lot.
Ooh,
and now it's like a slurve now, so like I guess it's evening out.
Yeah, but that was the one pitch when I did play that I always wanted to learn was slider. I never did, but it was the one pitch I was like, man, like, because there's someone you play that you're kind of taught off rip, like two seam, four seam, change up. That's basically what they recommend to you as you start, and then you know, you want to start learning the more difficult pitches like a slider or a cutter, ones that have movement now. And I remember I had the basic just fastballs, change up, and I always wanted to add slider. Maybe I should get around to it one day. Yeah. It'll get pieced up at like fitty poo. Now we are in the week of Thanksgiving, so I thought we could end this episode with a few Thanksgiving themed questions. First one being, what is your favorite Thanksgiving food?
Favorite Thanksgiving food, probably rice au pernil.
Ooh,
it's pork.
Okay. Yeah, I just got hungry thinking about that.
My family cooks it amazing, so you know, I go over there and I'm the first one at the table. Mm-hmm. And everybody's looking at me like I'm crazy.
Yeah.
And then I go up for my second plate, and then my third plate, and then my fourth plate.
Yeah. Sounding like LeBron right now. We're going to win 3, 4, 5. What about you, Mobocito?
You know what? Classic. I'm going to say stuffing.
Dude, I love.
Dude.
That was terrible. My mic was in the.
Dude, get me. No, look at that.
Yeah,
dude, stuffing is crazy. My mom, one year, threw me off. She added raisins in it. Changed my life.
Ooh, wait.
No. I know I lost them for a second. Not too much. Just a light smack. It's kind of like just mix it with cranberry sauce.
Hey, I'll try yours before we put it in ours, okay? Is that fine?
Okay, that's fine.
make sure we like it.
I'll bring you a plate. What about least favorite? Like, what are you just not about?
Least favorite.
I'm trying to think. What don't I
honestly type? Probably the turkey. No one really eats a turkey.
Yes, dude. I agree so hard. I am tired of turkey. It's dry, bland, not tasteful.
I don't know what turkeys y'all are buying, bro.
Just give me ham,
Mine
bro.
comes out perfect.
Just give me ham. Like,
Just give me the chicken, bro.
yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Or the pork, bro. Like, give me anything but that, bro. Like, 1 year can me and my family just buy the Thrumpo, bro, and just have pastor, bro. Yeah.
That
That
would
would
be
be a
crazy.
Thanksgiving.
Come to Thanksgiving dinner, you just see a taquero on the back, just
Hey,
killing
we'll do it,
it.
bro. Like, everyone gets their Thanksgivings, bro. Give me the knives. I'll cut it off for myself,
I
bro.
guarantee you, if you say that to the softball crew or just the guys,
Yeah.
we'll probably end up doing it.
Yeah, I mean,
We like pitching like what, 200 bucks, but you eat like a king?
I asked
Why not?
this, it's softball, everyone's favorite Thanksgiving food. Fernando and Alan were like, tamales. Are you kidding?
The pilgrims bringing a whole like mata de
Yeah. Oh my, but least favorite? Yeah, I'd say turkey. What about you?
I'm gonna go with honestly the cranberry sauce.
I was also gonna say that.
Never
Like,
touch it, bro.
yeah,
Ever.
neither do I. Yeah. I see it every year, like it was just dumped out of the
I
can.
already get my sweet juice from the ham. I just cut off a little piece of the pineapple. I'm like, all right, cool. Got
Yeah.
my Pam, got my pineapple, my
For real. And there's always pies at Thanksgiving. And there's typically two flavors. There's typically apple and typically pumpkin. What are you rocking? Or is there a different dessert that your family does?
I would say apple pie, but we have a rice pudding usually.
Okay.
Oh,
Or
nice.
what you call it?
Little arroz con leche.
Arroz con leche or habichuela dulce.
Oh, yeah. La
No.
lechera. It's like sweetened condensed, like super sweet condensed milk.
Okay.
If you like dip your finger in it, it's so thick that legit comes out coated like a candle.
Oh, that kind of reminds me of a drink I had in Mexico. I cannot remember the name of it, but that texture that you're describing
Yeah.
reminds me of whatever this drink was. If I ever remember it, I will tell it to you.
I'll be sure to remember. I'm gonna go with apple pie.
We have a clean sweep. I am also apple pie.
3-0, baby. There we go.
Yeah, we're up. Hopefully we don't blow the lead.
Yeah,
All right. And let's end it with a little happiness, a little emotional kick. What are we all thankful for here? So, Mobo, would you like to start us?
kind of cheesy as always. I'm just grateful for my friends, grateful for the circles that I'm in, the people around me, that keep me grounded. Got my boy Ozzy, got my family back home. I got just even my extended friends that I consider family here. I mean, softball people, car people, anybody, just random neighbors, like. You know your circle, you know who you're with. So, I'm thankful just the fact that they keep me grounded. They don't let my head get too big.
What about you, man?
I'm thankful for everyone that pushes me and supports me, everybody that wants to see me do better and be the best person that I could possibly be, everybody that loves me, love them back. So I'm very thankful for the people I have.
Awesome. I'll end it for us. I'm thankful to be able to breathe every day, wake up, have a day to even go to, commit to, and family always first. My grandpa was in the hospital, everyone listening, from January. He came back about a month ago now. I'm very thankful that he was able to fight through everything he did there, and now he's back home. And friends as well. Wouldn't be able to do any of this without friends, this job, my career. And I'm thankful for, even though we're not playing in like a pro level or anything like that, but being able to play the game I love, like doing everything we do with softball. And I'm just very thankful we have somebody and a situation that allows us to still go play, swing the bat, hang out with friends, all
Course.
that good stuff. Then, yeah. So if you're listening, go ahead, leave a comment. Let us know what you're thankful for this holiday season. Thank you for joining us, Ignacio. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving, you and the fam, and I hope to keep seeing you progress through the game of baseball. And I just see great things coming, man.
Wait to see you out
You
there,
for
brother.
Yeah,
Thank you for
yeah.
having me.
Awesome. All right, everybody. If you are listening with us, you can listen to the audio version of this podcast on Spotify and Apple Thursdays at 7 a.m., which will be Thanksgiving Day this year.
Little Thanksgiving upload right there. And for those Black Friday shoppers, if you're waiting in a long ass line for that $30 TV, make sure to tune in on YouTube Fridays, 7 a.m. Same thing. Don't miss it. Like, comment, subscribe, smash the notification bell, do all the good stuff. Subscribe to him.
I
Subscribe to
are.
me. Subscribe to Ignacio. Plug your TikTok. I don't remember it.
Yeah. ENY Pepe. ENY dot Pepe or
Follow
underscore
the boy, Pepe.
Oh, I do want to know about that last thing. Pepe, I've heard that it's your Instagram. I've heard people call you it as well. Is that a nickname? And where did that come from?
Yeah, that's a nickname. So, when I was younger, there was a song that my parents used to play. It was probably like one of the hottest songs out from the
Okay.
Dominican Republic.
Nice.
So, little me just singing a song. I used to go out to people and introduce myself as Pepe.
Nice.
So,
Hell yeah.
ever since,
So it
like, the
stuck.
name just stuck with me. So,
Awesome. And that's for everybody that made it past the outro. You got
yeah.
one bonus question.
Those are the real
Little
ones right
Easter egg
there.
right there for
Those
you.
are the real ones for sure. Hi, everybody. Thank you for listening, watching, however you're taking in this podcast into your ears. We will see you in episode 95. All right. Well,
Yeah, man.
thank you, man. That was a lot of fun.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Sick, bro.
We'll do if you could just back up just a little bit, just for a thumbnail, and then just a smile or whatever you're cool with, and nice. Easy. I can just cut it out from there.
All
All
right,
right.
man. Well, appreciate it, Pepe. Thank you very much, bro. You're an absolute blast. Hope to see you strike out anybody and everybody that comes your way, bro.
That's right.
Oh, and
Appreciate
hit tanks. Don't stop hitting tanks.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully we'll see you in the future too, man.
For sure.
All right.
All right, man.
Sounds
We'll keep
good.
tabs. Later. Peace
Thank you,
out.
guys.